Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, and that is mainly what we'll be doing here. But that may change over time. Now let's get into what we'll be reading today. If you happen to have the book we are reading, feel free to go grab it and read along. All right, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Over here.
We don't have it on the side.
Do we talk on it, or is listening to us?
It's just listening to us. Come on.
Okay.
Up in the chair.
Up in the chair.
All right, over to Mommy. Come on. Come on.
I was scared.
I saw, but you made it. Mommy not gonna let you fall, okay? Mhm. Mhm. You want some cover?
One. I mean I.
Very good. That does say I.
I.
Yep.
And I.
Yes.
And an I.
Yes.
And I.
Very good.
And I.
Yep.
And I.
Yep. That's it.
That's it.
This one is called Milo's Hat Trick.
Milo's Hat Trick.
By John A.G.
Bear.
It is a bear in the back. We gotta read to see where this bear comes from.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see?
Yep.
All right, let's get comfy. Ready, Freddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it a bear right there?
It is a bear in the front, too. Oh, look, there are trees.
We're in the woods.
We are in the woods right now. Good use of your words. He was called Milo the Magnificent. But Milo wasn't magnificent at all. He botched his card trick. He tangled his rope trick. And his hat trick was just pathetic.
Yeah,
I know they're a bit hard on Milo. Mm-hmm. Mr. Popovich, the theater manager, was furious. Milo, he barked, I'll give you one more chance. Tomorrow night you better pull a rabbit out of your hat or else.
No.
So the next morning, Milo went out to catch a rabbit. Instead, he caught a bear. What are you doing out here? Said the bear.
I'm looking for a rabbit for my hat trick.
Hat trick? Said the bear. Maybe I can help. You? Said Milo. Watch this, said the bear. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And he jumped into Milo's hat. Wow, said Milo. How did you do that? Easy, said the bear. You just pretend your bones are made of rubber. It's a secret I learned from a rabbit. You definitely can help me out, said Milo. But you'll have to hide in my hat until we're on stage. No problem, said the bear. Just whistle and I'll pop out. On the train back to the city, Milo was in a daze. It's true, he thought. I really do have a bear in my hat. But when he got to his dressing room, his hat was empty. Worse yet, it wasn't even his hat. What do you think happened?
I think he took my hat.
He took that wrong man's hat.
Yeah, and he put it on because he was still over there. And he was still right there, so he was next to that man. And then he got that man hat, and he got right there. And he didn't get it.
Okay, let's see if you're right. Milo raced back to the train station. There were lots of people with hats. But none of the hats was his. Meanwhile, in a restaurant across town, someone whistled for a waiter. Ta-da! Right on cue, the bear popped out of the hat. But there was no applause. There was no Milo. Uh-oh.
Milo right there.
What? No, he's not. That's not Milo. Uh-oh, said the bear. He grabbed Milo's hat and ran.
What?
Help! Cried the cab driver. A wild bear is on the loose. A bear? Where? Said a policeman. He was standing right by the mailbox. Then poof! He disappeared.
Oh no.
Oh gosh, said the bear. Bear, how in the world will I ever find that magician? Just then, the school teacher was passing the mailbox. Hurry up, children, she said, or we'll be late for the magic show. Magic show? Thought the bear. He slipped out of the mailbox slot and quickly joined the line. Minutes before the matinee, Milo slouched into the theater. It's no use, Mr. Popovich, he said. I didn't find a rabbit. Rabbit or no rabbit, you've got to go on, Mr. Popovich said. Just look, the house is packed. Milo looked. A very familiar hat was sitting in the front row. My hat! Would you please hand me my hat? Milo whistled and out popped the bear. Boy, said the bear, am I glad to see you. For the rest of the afternoon, the bear jumped in and out of hats all shapes and sizes. Milo's new act was a smash.
What?
That means it was good. Mr. Popovich was ecstatic. For 3 solid weeks, Milo and the bear were the hottest ticket in town. But one day, during intermission, the bear yawned, an enormous yawn. After popping in and out of 762 hats, he was pooped.
Can you hear it for real?
That's not a bear. I yawn like the bear. So Milo took the bear home. Back in his cave, the bear settled down for a long nap. Gee, said Milo, what am I going to do without you? The bear yawned. Like I said before, you just... And then he was asleep. These days, Milo closes his show with a hat trick. And this one is really special.
Oh, well, I guess that'll be good.
It's a secret he learned from a bear. The end.
Again.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.